This is Senator Al Simpson. After years of technical work and $1.5 billion, the Hubble Space Telescope is one big orbiting malfunction. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, NASA's new definition of a black hole is a pit that an endless stream of taxpayers' dollars flows into, never to be seen again. $2 billion spent on the Hubble, and because of defective mirrors, the darn thing just circles the Earth. A shame. Now NASA's latest caper, Space Station Freedom, is about to get a down payment from Congress of $30 billion smacks. Ted, NASA needs a new sense of direction. I'm all with our fine Vice President Quayle on that one. Let's redefine NASA's mission and not put all those golden eggs into only one basket. Let's scale back to manageable projects that cost less and help us learn more and give us room to grow and realistically expand into the mysterious universe in which we live.
Al, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback and pummel NASA because of the billion-dollar fiasco over the Hubble Space Telescope. It's troubling to learn that the flaw in the Hubble mirror could have been detected before the launch if NASA had used appropriate tests. It's troubling to learn that NASA had a backup mirror, but didn't bother to test it, perhaps because of pressure from private contractors. And it's troubling to learn that European scientists are developing an Earth-based telescope equal to the Hubble at a fraction of the cost. But let's wait for the pending investigations before assessing final blame. We also need a little perspective. Let's not forget the brilliant triumphs of the U.S. space program in the past 30 years and the dividends they've paid for U.S. leadership in space and high technology. Don't blast off against NASA until you know the facts, Al, and don't slash its budget either. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Greenhouse Effect and the missing White House Effect. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.